Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
You're listening to KNKX, and we're off to Sicily on Going Places. Italy has long been a favorite place for KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley. On this trip in the city of Taormina, he found himself drawn in by the smells and sights of a local bakery. Matthew spoke with the bakery's owner, Onofrio.
So the way I met Onofrio is I was walking down this little tiny street in Taormina here on the seaside, and he has this beautiful shop, and he has this gorgeous display of basically mostly cannoli.
See, basically, because we use just the original old recipes. Our business started in 1978. It's 39 years old. Family business, all family business.
Bravo.
I start to prepare cannoli with my father when I was very, very young, at 6 or 7. Six, 7 years old, and I start to prepare the shell. Normally, we fry the shell. It's the original recipes. Okay, you prepare the wheat flour, eggs, sugar. You prepare by hand. After you put in a table, in a pipe, in this pipe, with an aluminium pipe, and you fry it on the sunflower oils. Our philosophy of life is to prepare fresh every day, every day, every day, every day.
You know, that's the beautiful thing about being here in Italy that we found, is that everything is fresh. When you have a tomato here, it tastes like something out of this world. And when you have some fresh zucchini, or, you know, just fresh vegetables, everything is fresh.
Our philosophy is to prepare fresh every day, everything, in a certain way. Cannoli and also salty food, also fruit. We don't like to eat after a lot of time. And it's not in our tradition, okay?
So in Sicily, you wouldn't go to the store once a week to buy everything for your family. You would go every day. Every day you go to the market to buy fresh food.
Every day I buy my ricotta cheese in the Casefice every morning. I go there and I prepare in the morning, and I sell in the afternoon and the night at my customers.
So cannoli is really, it's for dessert, right?
Typical Sicilian dessert, but we eat also for breakfast and after dinner.
Really?
Before we go to sleep as well.
So it's not, and the cannoli is non-fat and there's no calories?
Of course, it's impossible. Cannoli is really, really of fat and calories, but it's good fat because just the fat of the milk, of the cow and the sheep milk, okay?
So here in Sicily, the family is really important, isn't it? I keep on hearing of that. Can you tell me a little bit about family life here in Sicily?
Our family is a very large family. I have 5 brothers.
Okay.
So when we are together, we are 35 persons. And when we close the shop, we go in vacation, we go together. So my brothers with your family as well. So we are a big family traveling.
Oh my God. For our listeners back home, if they want to find your shop, they would go to the Porta Catania in Taormina right here. So we're literally kind of midway down Sicily. You would fly into Catania. That's the easiest place to go. Take a taxi for about 75 euro from Catania Airport. It's about 45 minutes to Taormina. Get yourself a little Airbnb or a little hotel. And I would highly recommend that you come and visit Onofrio's shop. The things here are to die for. They're so beautiful. Onofrio, it's been such a pleasure to meet you. Sono felice di vederti, piacere.
Nice to meet you.
E buona fortuna.
Okay, thank you very much. Goodbye. And see you, okay, the next time.
grazie, Onofrio.
KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley talking with Onofrio, the owner of La Pignolata Bakery in Taormina, Sicily. Matthew recorded that conversation as well as the music you're hearing on location in Italy. You can see pictures on our website, knkx.org.
Una